One of the things that I've noticed in those who work hard to develop a faith culture is that they unintentionally begin to live in denial. They pretend that certain problems or challenges or things that are out of order, that they don't exist. That's not a healthy way to live, because it doesn't make us really capable of addressing the things that are going on in and around our lives. Faith doesn't deny a problem exists. It just denies it a place of influence. What I've chosen to do with my own life, with the way I think, with the way I pray, is that I will examine a problem. I'll take a look at it deeply so that I understand the very thing that needs to happen. But then I fill my heart with what God is doing. I listen for what God is saying. I look over the things that God has spoken to me in recent months or weeks, and to see if there might be a tool, if there might be an insight, if there might be some ingredient that would help me to address this problem. God doesn't put us in places where we're ill-equipped. We may feel like it, but if we stop and stop being intimidated by the size of a problem, we start looking over our life, generally we'll see that God has been speaking to us and preparing us for the challenge that we're now facing. And if we can pull out of fear causes me to forget the tools that God has put in my possession. So if I step out of fear, I don't allow the problem to have a place of influence in my thinking, in my emotions, in my value system. If I can succeed there, then I'll start finding the tools that God has already put in my life, the insights, the words of promises, the things that really take me into the season of breakthrough that I long for. I want to encourage you, learn to be really proactive in being strong inside, internally strong. Strong because we're encouraged, where courage is inside of us. It's internal and it's eternal. It is something that bursts from us because we've been feeding on the nature of God. We've been feeding on the testimony of God. We've been feeding ourselves on promises that He's given us. And you just can't help but be encouraged when you're connected to the one who sees the answer for the present problem. I never have to be afraid. Sometimes I fall into fear, but I can tell you through my life's experiences, you never have to be afraid, because He already sees the beginning from the end. He has the solution. This problem that I'm facing didn't catch Him off guard. It's not like He looks at a problem and goes, wow, I didn't see that coming. It's just not God. He knows ahead of time the very things that are coming our way, and He gets us ready to face them, not for survival, but for victory, for overcomers. That's who you are. That's who I am. He created us to be an overcoming culture, an overcoming community of believers. It's your nature in God. It's normal for you to believe. It's normal for you to trust. That is what it means to be born again. Turn to that. Feed your heart on what He says and what He's doing. Watch what happens. You'll find courage just blowing up inside of you, volcanic, and it'll be contagious. People around you will start to believe in God that have never believed in God simply because of your courage.